Good evening. This is Rabbi Toback. Welcome to another episode of Sheer Enjoyment. We'll continue our newfound journey through the laws of Shabbos. We're continuing where we left off yesterday. Siman Resh Mem Gimel, 243 Sif Beis, paragraph 2. Talking about renting out a bathhouse, which can be extrapolated to renting out other types of things nowadays. A female merchat sotaner, even a Merchat is a bathhouse, a tunnel or an oven. In Miskirim Shana Achar Shana, he rented out year after year. On the Sparsim Hadavar Ayyadei Kach, Shain Darko, Liska Polom El Laskirim, that it comes out that he's not merely an employee, he has a profit sharing motive where he sharecrops it, rather than being a paid employee of the Jewish person. V'chein im mina grove anshe osa hamakam laskirim on Witnam Barisas, or if the custom of the area is to rent it out or to give it in a sharecropping arrangement rather than have a paid employee of the Jewish owner. You can therefore rent it to a non-Jew or give it to him in a profit-sharing arrangement. Even in a place that it's usher, im ein ha-merchat o ha-tana shel Yisrael rach charam me'eno Yehudi. If the place where it's us, but if it, 1 second, if the Jew does not own the bathhouse or even leases it from a non-Jew, if in a place that it's us to do, where they don't normally do a renting arrangement or a profit-sharing arrangement, if the Jew doesn't own the bathhouse or the oven outright, rak scharam, he rents to many Yehudi. It's called subletting, where you rent it out to someone, something you rent yourself. Shari, it's permitted. The ancient Yisrael Nikrolov. You know, if you lease the Donald Trump bathhouse from Donald Trump and you rent it out to another person, you rent it out, I don't know, to someone Bill Smith, it's not known as the, you know, Cohen's bathhouse. It's known as the Trump bathhouse. No political motivation intended. I just needed someone we all know was not Jewish. In that case, it's shari. It's permitted. The ancient Yisrael Nikrolov. Or then this is yours, Ruah B'Shem Adonim. V'chein, im yesh merchatz based there, if there's a bathhouse inside of a dwelling, like an apartment building, v'chein rochsim merchatz rakosu shevaviso, only the neighbors use this bathhouse. Think of a communal shower room or a communal bathroom in a tenement. Nothing fancy here. V'heim yodim sheskharo, and they know that the, imagine having to pay to take a bath. V'heim yodim sheskharo, in a Yehudi, that the non-Jew rents this bathhouse. Shari, it's also permitted. B'yosef b'shim ma'ariv or b'nei chanan of orezaruah. V'heim avar v'askiru b'makam aser. If a person actually goes and breaks the rules, and he rents out the place where he's not allowed to. Yesharim, some say, Shiskaro Mutta. The rent, he's allowed to keep the money he makes. Beisyozef, Beshem Agonim. Yesharim, some say, it's forbidden. You know, traditionally, what's the answer to something? What's that? Well, Machlokas. Mordechai Perakama de Shabbos. Bechait Iker. That will be us. Ayel Akama and Sof, some of Reshmim. Hey, we'll get there eventually. All right, let's go to the videotape. We'll go to the Mishnah Berurah. You know, it's mutter to rent it out if it's known to be the guy's because he's doing this arrangement year after year. The Sum Lake Shutter, there's no problem, nothing to worry about in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ein Derech Oso Mako, Oso Ish Rak Laskir, the Kamaka Mutter Gamba Rises, Vitlu Laskir Lo. Even if they only allow renting in that area, you can still sharecrop it out with a profit-sharing arrangement where you share a percentage of the profit because it's already known, let's assume you rented it. Rakscharam, if the Jew only rented out the bathhouse from the non-Jew, Rabbi Yosef Havi B'Shem Chuvas Gaonim, the Huadin Im Kanam Eina Yehudi, Retekav Kanam Shiyashav Esos, he acquired it from the non-Jew, Retekav Kodam Shiyashav Ba, Askerim, even before he settled into it, he rented it. So he owns it, but he rented it out immediately. He flipped it to a rental. So if you outright buy it, but the day you buy it, you have a rental contract signed, you buy it as a rental, it's okay. Man, a Yehudi from a non-Jew. If it's a Jew that you got it from, it's presumed to be forbidden. The Ayyadei Zayach Shudua also Yisrael Baha Merchat. She'en a Yehudi who Skayama. Danny Hootie is a that is a okay. They do Osh Yisrael ba merchatz she'ani Hootie huskiyama. They're going to think it's the other Jew that he bought it from is renting it out, and the other and the Ani Hootie is merely a day laborer. So we say it's okay. He rents it and he goes out. And he rents it from one person and sublets it. He's showing the beskiris nami ain what to ella b'shalo yashav b'Yisrael. There are no Jews living there. The kavasha kasev habes Yosef b'kana when he owned it. Avav elia rabba b'shariach kareu kasev the beskiru me'ena Yehudi av shiyashav b'Yisrael mutar beskiru any Yehudi. The Lo Nikra al Shmo, even if there are other Jews living there. And we also said that if it's a small private bathhouse in a base dira, Hayo Hamerchatz Eino Bereshus Rabbah, but it's not in a public place. Rapachatzera Echad Base Dira Shlo. You build a complex, and the complex has a bathhouse, and it's only for those members of the bathhouse. Think of it like you have a place to live. Imagine a housing development in Lakewood which has a mikvah, and it's only for them. That's the kind of deal. Or Yeshiva Lane in Baltimore has a mikvah inside Yeshiva Lane, only for their use. That's what it is. Lekach im ein rochsin bo b'cho el osin shabeso shark. If only on a weekday, only those living in that neighborhood wash in the bathhouse. Now, mind you, they're not going to wash on Shabbos, but that's a different issue. They don't know if there's a bathhouse there. For also in Shabbat Bay, so Hayodim Vizeh, Gam Heim Yodim Shaskiru Le'en Yehudi. Those who do live there know about this bathhouse, know it's rented out to the guy. Avaka Sharoksin Bo Gam Anashim Achayim, when other people use this fine bathhouse, for Lord Esparsa Yesham Merchat, also it's that other people use it. It's going to be, people are going to know there's a bathhouse there. But also, Merchatz Nikra Mikvar Al Shem Yisrael. It's going to be called Cohen's Bathhouse. Kashir Echad Achakach Ashen Yotzim Amen Amen Shabbos. When they see smoke coming out of the chimney on Shabbos, Yelud Debishikoso Asiko Leini Hayini Hudi. They're going to think he's working as the Jewish Shliach, as the Jew's agent. Becholze Keshehuba Beis Dira Shalom. It's with where that Jew lives. Aval Imhu Omer Bereshus HaRabah B'makam Rayim. If it's in a place where many other people can see it, as a few einim rochsim bo rak osav hashreisim. So only if it's inside the house. However, inside the neighborhood complex, inside the chatzah. But if it's not in a rishus haram, even though it's only used by those in the neighborhood, become makom asur. In any case, it's forbidden. It's verboten. Deha hakol yodim sheyesham merchatz. Everybody knows there's a bathhouse there. The Aina Koyodim, they don't all know. She Haskiru any Hudi, they rented out to a non-Jew, they don't see the LLC agreement. Kain Kosov Haba Achronim, Vyesh Makiam Sama Mekel Od, the Im Sham Omen, Bereshus Echa, Bnei Atzmo, Shaloba Chatzer, that if the bathhouse stands in its own Rishus, not in the yard, not in the Chatzer, as Afil Rochsim Bo Gamma Nashim Achayim, Afil Achayim, even if other Jews use it, if other people use it, it's still permitted. The Mestama Eina Koyodim Shehushal. Not everybody will know that it's his bathhouse. Rak Osa Meshchenim Im Shamerchas. Only the neighbors of the bathhouse. The Mestama Nesvada Lehem Gam Al Ezesh Eskiru and anything else. Those who know it's rented out. And them say, V'yesha Om Sheshchar. So some of the even more make that they, as long as people know that, enough people know that it's actually rented out, it's okay. The Yeshua was a schar mutter, that if he actually went against the rules and he rented it out. Vachrono eskimo velopli the makom the mutter medina kagon shehiskiaskia merchatz any hudi b'shabbos el chodesh b'shim schar shabbos leka. So as long as if it's rented out for a week or a month, there's no problem schar shabbos. The lo hu behavlat it's swallowed up in what he pays him. So ain't no us el mishamar sayin. It's only us because if it looks bad. Canal b'sifalof. L'kema b'niyevin mutter l'kabos chama any Yehudi. Masha ain't ke imaskiru liyam. If it's rented out on a daily basis, the medina asa mishum schar Shabbos because of working on Shabbos. L'chein afil hevi any Yehudi ba'atzmo mos asa kabin. He's asa to bring, even if the guy brings you the profits, he can't take it. Kamosha kasa b'sam reshmim hey sifav. Bayin Sham Masha Kasadim of Mishnah Bura, Ve'im Hamalacha would tell us, Ayisro, Ayin Reish Sim Reish Mahem. We're going to get to that later. if the malacha is incumbent upon the Jew to do. Okay. Simon Reish Mem Dalin. Eze malachas yachu en Yehudim lasas bad Yisrael. What kind of work can a non-Jew do for a Jew? And it will both see if this is six paragraphs. Maybe we'll get a little start on this tonight. Actually, this one is huge. So we're going to make it the plan to start this one tomorrow because it will take me probably more than a half hour to do that. Okay. Thank you. Sorry it was a short share tonight. Thank you for listening to Share Enjoyment. This is Rabbi David Toback wishing you a wonderful night.